Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roberto Kelly. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Matt Walbeck. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Todd Walker. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Frankie Rodriguez. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Martinez. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting eighth. The catcher, Don Slott. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Mike Sirotka. And now, play ball. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Knobloch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Becker is called out on strikes. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Knobloch. The throw from Slott and he is safe. Knobloch steals second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Knobloch scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to third. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Baines takes first base on ball four. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Baines moves to second. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Ventura takes first base on ball four. Danny Tartabull batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Baines scores. Ventura moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Durham strikes out. Two outs. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Slott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sirotka fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Mears hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mears moves to third. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Knobloch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mears scores. Walker moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Becker is 0-for-1 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Becker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gielen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Martinez moves to second. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Baines is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Marty Cordova batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Cordova is 0-for-1 in the game. Cordova takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Coomer is 0-for-1 in the game. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ventura is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Tartabull is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tartabull is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Walbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Walbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mears is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Slott is 0 for 1 in the game. Slott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coomer scoops it up and throws to first, with Rodriguez covering, for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly who is chasing the ball. Guillen reaches third base with a triple. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coomer scoops it up and throws to first, with Knobloch covering, for the out. Two outs. Dave Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Becker is 0 for 2 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards second. Durham picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Durham. Becker moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a line drive towards the mound. Rodriguez can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears misplays the ball. That's an error on Mears. Thomas moves to second. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coomer scoops it up and throws to first, with Rodriguez covering, for the out. Thomas moves to third. Baines moves to second. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tartabull strikes out. 2 outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0-for-2 in the game. Durham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Baines scores. 2 runs are unearned. It's 5-2, White Sox. Don Slott batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Slott is 0-for-2 in the game. Slott hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Kaiser now pitching. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Scott Starhowiak pinch hits for Ron Coomer. Scott Starhowiak is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Starhowiak hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Walbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. Walbeck hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mears hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Castillo now pitching. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. There goes Walbeck. The throw from Slott and he is safe. Walbeck steals second. Todd Walker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Castillo covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Starhowiak now playing first base. Jose Parra now pitching. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Phillips batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Martinez hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, White Sox. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Baines is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Knobloch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Becker is called out on strikes. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Starhoviak. Ventura moves to second. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tartabull hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordova, who is chasing the ball. Tartabull reaches third base with a triple. Ventura scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, White Sox. Darren Lewis pinch runs for Danny Tartabull. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Durham hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lewis tags and scores. One out. It's 8-3, White Sox. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Slott is 0-for-3 in the game. Slott hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Gielen hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Darren Lewis now playing center field. Dave Martinez now playing right field. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kelly is 0-for-3 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Starhoviak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Starhoviak hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Martinez throws the ball into Gielen, who tags Starhoviak trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Hansel now pitching. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Phillips is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops it up and throws to first, with Hansel covering, for the out. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Martinez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 3. the Twins will come to bat. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walbeck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mears batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mears is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.